Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, some of what people have been calling in with have been, I would say, day trips. Others kind of three-day trips, and others maybe more than that. I realize that we're almost at August. Monday will be August 1st, and I want to take your telephone calls on little places that you've found. And the way I figure it, there are two kinds of places. There are places that are good for grown-ups, especially couples, and there are places that are good for families with kids. And as far as one-tank trips, and it is like any other major amusement park as far as the lines are concerned. But Cedar Point in Sandusky, we used to spend 2 days there every summer. The downside, the lines. The bright side, even as a grown-up who does not go on rides anymore. The people watching, I was never bored a single instant, and we were there maybe 10 hours every day. Oh, we were true Cedar Point people, man. We truly were. Let's see. Some of the things that people have already called in with locally, Genesee Country Museum in Mumford. I like that place a lot. It's a great little area to check out. To our east, the Cooperstown, Herkimer area. Howe's Cavern is tremendous. I like the Farmer's Museum even when I was a kid, but I was a weird kid. I don't know what your kids are into. Geneva on the Lake, a great boating destination, also a place where you can have some fun. The Finger Lakes are, as somebody called in the last time we did, not the last time, but a few years ago when we did this, and mentioned an amusement park somewhere in the Finger Lakes area. And for the life of me, I am unable to remember the name of the amusement park. Maybe I wonder if it's still around. I don't know. But if you've got a one-tank trip, knock yourself out. And again, my favorite one-tank trip, no big surprise, Gettysburg. But that's something that I would do with my son, and I have a feeling he's going to be kind of busy, tied up lately. So anyway, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. One-tank trips, where to go, what to do. People with kids, people who are grown-ups. Oh, somebody wanted to know Hammondsport. What I like about Hammondsport was just a chill village, and there was plenty to do at night, at least when we were there. It's just a charming little village, Hammondsport, on one of the Finger Lakes. A lot of wineries in the area. And George in Lockport's on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hello, George.
Corning Glass Factory. You know, my grandkids, 4, 5, and 6 years old, loved it. You know, they heat up the glass and they let the kids make flowers out of it and everything else. It was really a great day trip. You know, a lot of things for the kids to do at the museum. You know, you think a museum, kids aren't going to like it. They loved it. I would strongly suggest that.
You know,
Forgive
my interruption, but I think you're right. Corning Glass Museum is one of the few places I do think a lot of kids could get into.
Oh, it's great. They color the glass, you know, and they heat it up, and it's all interactive. They let the kids, you know, make flowers out of the glass, you know, and then they give it to them at the end, you know. So, you know, they walk out with it, you know, they're all smiling, happy, and all that stuff. Closer to home, Tom, I know, you know, amusement parks for kids. Alcott Carousel Museum Park, they have a carousel, obviously, but they have seven little kiddie amusement rides. Now, we're talking 3, 4, 5 years old, maybe max. But, Tom, it's an Alcott. That's a quarter tank of gas, and they charge 25 cents a ride. So, you know, with inflation and all that stuff going on, people can't afford stuff. Here's something. They're only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I tell you, if you got little ones, they've got a little Ferris wheel ride. They've got an airplane ride, you know, the boat ride, all that little kiddie stuff. 25 cents a ride. For $20, you can spend all day there.
You know what? You're right as far as little kids. So when I was a little kid, my parents took me there, and it sounds like they've actually increased the number of rides they used to have.
Yeah, they have. And it's all volunteer, and it's all donations and everything. You know, they get 25 cents a ride. You're not going to make any money on that. But I volunteer out there myself, and I operate the carousel on Sunday. But let me tell you, as a grandparent who's babysitting three little grandkids, what we've done this summer, again, a lot less than a full tank of gas. We've gone on the Cave of the Winds in Niagara Falls. If you're over 62 and a New York State resident, you park for free, which saves you $10 right off the top. A little pricey. At the kids on six and under are free at the Cave of the Winds. Adults are $20. The other thing was the Maid of the Mist. Again, kids five and under are free. So, you know, that's a couple of things we've done and had a great summer so far.
You know, that's George, thank you very much. And mentioning Niagara Falls, yeah, I mean, we live right by Niagara Falls, so we take it for granted. But there are a lot of cool things to do in Niagara Falls, New York. And Cave of the Winds is awesome. It really is. Been a while for that, too. So one of those, I'm going to just point this out. A couple of weeks ago, we went to a friend's birthday. He lives in Niagara Falls. And I looked over and saw the mist rising and thought, how many people come from thousands of miles to see it? And we're on the Grand Island Bridge, and it's just a couple of miles away, and didn't never even gave it a second thought. Here's Chad in East Amherst. One tank trip ideas. Chad, breathing heavily. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Oh, God, I'm outside. I'm in the wind. Hold on a second. Walk in. Tom, thank you. Yeah, Geneva, I'm very familiar with Geneva and the lake. That's an excellent choice. I've spent many times there. I have cousins born in Buffalo that live there. They have a midway there. Pinball machines. They have great food. They have, and this is what you'll love, they have awesome bars that have live bands every night. And these bands are good. They're free. The people are great. And here's the biggest secret about Geneva. Way before Uber, they have this courtesy where if you're at a house or a hotel or anything, they have a shuttle service that you pay $2 for the shuttle to pick you up. You can bring a cooler on board if you want with beer. You can drink on there. It's $2 to be picked up. They drop you off anywhere you want in the midway. You can walk anywhere. And then to get a ride back to your place, your original destination, it's only $2 more. I've talked to cops there, and cops always say, if you get a DWI in Geneva, you're an idiot. it's a great service. And it runs till 2 in the morning. And even if you're on the strip, they'll pick you up and drop you off to anywhere you want for $2.
Well, typically, what time does the music start in Geneva?
We've been down about, I'd say 8 o'clock. There's usually, about 8 o'clock, I would say.
It's not a bad start time. One of the things that I think this was a side effect of COVID, we used to go out all the time and see bands that would start at 9:30 at night. Those 9:30 start times, no, not anymore.
No, I'm almost your age too, Tom. I agree. But no, it's a great town, great people, great food, great beach. They have great parties. It's low key. I think it's a great destination. I highly recommend it for you. Just give it a chance.
Yeah, you know what? I'm intrigued very much by Geneva on the Lake, and I got to look into the hotel situation and figure out how expensive and where's the best place to stay to be in the middle of the action.
When you get off, when you first get off the exit, you'll see the exit for Geneva. I recommend pretty much the Marriott that's there, because you're still in the middle of everything, and you can go to Frisant, which is their winery there. They have wine tours. It's a great restaurant. Yeah, you can taste their wines. I know you're not a big drinker, Tom.
Not a wine.
Yeah, I know. But for anything else, it's just a really cool, laid-back town. I go there about twice a year. I was just there 2 weeks ago for a wedding.
Nice. Well, I tell you, you sound like the ambassador for Geneva on the Lake. I appreciate the extra information on it.
And one more thing to let you go. You wanted to mention it earlier, Canandaigua.
Yes, that came up because I mentioned Sonnenberg Gardens. Probably not a place the kids are going to be into, but.
Yes.
Yeah, Sonnenberg is a tremendous place to go. And Canandaigua itself, again, I don't know that it's really a kid-friendly place as far as.
No, it is. I disagree. I suggest, and I know how you are, I went there, get a concert, go to the CMAC. I saw the Black Crowes there last month. Get a hotel room, go to the concert. It's right in the town. The water's awesome. I disagree. I think it's very kid friendly. It's very family friendly. They have great food there. They have great bars there. The lake is beautiful. Go see a concert because they have awesome, awesome shows there. And that's a great weekend to do too also.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Again, it depends on what your kids are into. I mean, I just think about my kids and having been to Canandaigua a few times, I don't know that there's anything that would have done it for my kids in Canandaigua. If I would have said, hey kids, Canandaigua or Cedar Point would have won every single time. And why not? You know, but let's get back to Sean in Tonawanda. Sean on WBEN. You have a one tank trip idea for us? We're getting some good ones.
Yes, sir. Alexandria Bay, Thousand Islands.
I was waiting for a Thousand Islands to come up. Do tell.
I can't believe nobody's brought it up yet. Yeah, it's a great area. Tons to do for families.
Such
kids,
as?
You know, there's boat tours. We have a three-year-old, so we found a couple playgrounds locally, some state parks. There's one right on the beach on the side of the St. Lawrence. I'm a boat nerd, so there's lots of freighters that go by. And it's just a great place. Go relax, sit on the balcony with a drink.
Are you a member of Boat Nerds on Facebook?
Possibility.
Very good, very good. Happy to hear that. It sounds super cool, but where in particular should we stay?
Alexandria Bay is where I like to stay. Mm-hmm. We stay in a resort overlooking Bolt Castle. So it's a huge castle on its own island. It was the owner of the Waldorf in New York City, or the developer of the Waldorf. So he built that for his wife, who passed away, and then the castle sat vacant for 73 years before they started working on it. The state took it over. So
good Lord.
It's a beautiful spot. Yeah, it's a real nice spot, though. You can take boat tours up and down and see how all the rich folk live.
All right. Thank you.
You also
hold on. If you got something else to say, I'm going to have Lucas put you on hold because I got a break here.
Yes. You also mentioned Clayton earlier, which is part of the Thousand Islands. It's just a little jaunt down from Alexandria Bay. One of the big attractions there is an antique boat museum. You can see all the fancy old wooden boats and boats that set speed records on the water and all sorts of stuff like that. Yeah, just a lot to do, actually, if you poke around and look into it. So,
hey, just out of curiosity, as somebody who is a self-proclaimed boat nerd, have you been able to sail on the flagship Niagara out of Erie? Because I'm looking into that. I want to desperately.
Oh, that'd be great. I would go out on any boat.
Yeah, I have 4 hours, but I'm trying to find an easy place to order tickets and book a date, and I'm not succeeding. Thank you very much, Sean. I appreciate it. Talking about one tank or so trips on News Radio 930 WBEN. Dan is in Hamburg. Dan, it's your turn. Hello.
How you doing, Tom?
Hello, sir.
Our trip every year for the last 48 years has been to Lake Erie State Park in Brockton, New York. It's a campground. They have cabins, campsites, trailer sites, tent sites.
And how do you do it? Because, as I said earlier, my definition of camping is the Marriott. That's roughing it.
Well, this is kind of glamping. It's a cabin with four bunks, a stove, refrigerator, sink, kitchen table.
Indoor plumbing, I hope?
No, there's restroom facilities not too far from the cabins.
Oh, my.
Our family's been going there for 48 years now. This year we have six cabins out of the 10. With just our family.
Oh, so it's totally a family thing now. You've taken over the entire Lake Erie State Park.
Yeah, just about. Well, the weekends, all the tents and campers come in, and then Sunday morning they leave, and then we have the rest of the park to ourselves for the rest of the week.
So what is there to do?
There's a small beach. Basically, a lot of drinking.
Okay.
We all have our own fires, and we go fire hopping, and starts off fire hopping, then we're fire crawling by the end of the night.
Well, just be careful with alcohol and fires, because I know a few people who have gotten a little tipsy who have fallen into fires, and it wasn't really good for their skin.
I can honestly say in the 48 years we've been going there, it hasn't happened yet, but thanks for jinxing us.
Well, I'm not jinxing you. I'm giving you a safety tip there.
Oh yeah.
Thanks very much, Dan. I mean, if you don't like arm hair, probably a thing to do, but I wouldn't recommend it at all. We're going to be back to more of your telephone calls. One tank trips, and it's amazing the variety. And remember, guys, it doesn't matter what I'm into; it's what you guys are into. I'm looking for general ideas here for everybody, and specific ideas for people with kids, because kids are tough to entertain. The little ones maybe a little easier to entertain. Teenagers, forget about it. And I always want to know, if you take your teenagers anywhere, do they even know they're gone? Because they're just going to be on their phones anyway.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah, the name of the amusement park that somebody called in with a few years ago, Seabreeze by Rochester. That's it, Seabreeze. And I'm just looking at the website online. So I thought it was a little further away than Rochester, but I guess not. It's called Seabreeze because of those delightful breezes from Lake Ontario. So Monday would be August 1st, and we're hearing about your one tank or thereabouts trips. As far south we've been as Gettysburg, as far north as the Thousand Islands, as far west as Cedar Point, although Geneva on the lake also sounds like fun, at least for grown-ups, and as far east as Ithaca, Herkimer, and Cooperstown. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, it's more than a one-tank trip, but one of the more memorable trips with the kids was Massachusetts and Provincetown on the tip of Cape Cod and whale watching. Everybody should go on one whale watch in their lifetime. I've never been disappointed in any whale watch ever taken off of Provincetown. Always see whales and whales and whales, and they are super cool. I think they know the boats are coming, and they like to put on a show when they breach. Back to the calls on WBEN. Everybody in order. It is Andy in Cheektowaga. Andy, you've got a one-tank trip idea for grown-ups, for kids. What are you thinking? I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Our phones suck.
Yeah.
They changed the phones for progress. It's working wonderfully.
Yeah, mine too. Sylvan Beach. It's the eastern end of Oneida Lake. It's got an old-time amusement park like you were talking about, actually, from the 70s. Beautiful place. Take the kids there. They love it. Step back in time for adventurous. If you after hours, you can do a ghost tour of the same park. You know, beautiful place on the water, great fishing, wonderful restaurants, great place, absolutely great place.
Sylvan Beach. How old were your kids when they liked it?
I still take them now. They're 6 and 7, actually.
Oh, okay, so they're right. Take them there. Just tell me, have you taken them to Seabreeze in Rochester?
I haven't, actually. I just heard you talk about it, and I'll put it on the list. I totally forgot about it, to be honest.
How about Roseland Water Park in Canandaigua?
Yes, been there. I went there as a kid, too. It was we went there last year. You know, they were just tall enough to ride the rides. The Waldemere, somebody talked about in Erie, another great place. Again, take the kids, all these little amusement parks that, you know, nice adventure.
Wow. All right. So Sylvan Beach, definitely a one-tank trip. And how many days do you typically spend there? I mean, because different places have different shelf lives of interest.
Typically, it's like a weekend getaway. You'd leave on a Friday or a Thursday, spend the weekend out there, and they have cottages and stuff. If you're really into the beach type thing, you can walk out in the water, you know, probably 500-600 feet and only be chest high. you know, it reminds me a lot of Lake Erie on the Canada side where it's actually kind of nice.
Well, all right. Good stuff, man. Thank you. Sylvan Beach. You've seen the signs on the thruway. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Although, by the way, remember, a lot of the rest areas on the, or service areas on the state thruway aren't what they used to be because of staffing shortages. So I wouldn't go anywhere without having some sandwiches around, especially for kids, because it's not like it used to be where you know that every 40 miles you can find some fine, wonderful food. but at least it was something. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. The call that's going to bother me all day is the guy who called in and said, look at the films of Woodstock 1969 and compare that generation and its low body fat and skinniness to the current generation where we've got more kids than not looking like Grover Cleveland and less like Miss Twiggy. Here's Jay. WBEN at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You are on. Hello.
Thomas, there's a place that's a hidden gem in New York. It's called Chimney Bluffs State Park. It's right in Walcott, right on Lake Ontario. It's a half a tank of gas from Buffalo. And the place is like Jurassic Park. And nobody knows it's there. It's weird. It's got all these sandstone formations, red sand, all up and along Lake Ontario. It's an actual state park. You can hike there. You can camp there. I'm sorry, you can't camp overnight, but you can set up a tent, hang out for the day. There's shelters, places to start a fire, cook your dinner, everything else. You can walk the upper trails, and you're looking at the top of these sandstone formations. Or you can walk along the bottom where you're right on the edge of Lake Ontario, and there's like a dozen different places where it's clear enough that if you've got little ones, they can like walk in, splash their toes, swim a little bit, you know, no lifeguards or anything like that. But it's the first time I went to the place, I couldn't believe that this was right there in our own backyard.
Did you say Walcott or Alcott?
Walcott with a W. Walcott with a W.
Because I'm not finding a Walcott, New York, but on Lake Ontario. Where is it near?
It's near Alcott.
Oh, that's not confusing at all. Okay.
I know, exactly. Look up Chimney Bluffs State Park. Chimney Bluffs.
And I'm doing that.
L-U-F-F.
Doing that right now. Chimney Bluffs State Park. Yeah, Wayne County, New York. Okay. Oh, there it is. There it is. I see it now. I have found it. Chimney Bluffs State Park. It sounds, from your description, it sounds super cool.
It's like a hidden gem. I never knew it was there till about 8 or 10 years ago. We went out there to celebrate actually the passing of somebody, just to have a quiet, you know, walk along the beach and a picnic and everything else. And I could not believe the beauty of this place. It's tucked in there. Nobody talks about it. Nobody says it. And it's literally half a tank of gas for Buffalo.
Very, very interesting. I have to map this out. My phone isn't being very cooperative. Thank you very much. Chimney Bluff State Park. Good one. New one.
That's what I thought. Nobody brings it up. It's like hidden away.
All right. Thank you very much. I mean, it doesn't look like it's really close to Alcott, but, you know, it looks like it's in Wayne County and Alcott's in Niagara County, and it's about a 45-minute drive, just down the road a piece from Wilson, New York, which has really come a long way, baby. Let's go to Lisa in, I just hope it doesn't erode into the lake. Here is, thank you, Canada, Lisa in Depew. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Oh, it's a wonderful day.
Yeah, yes, it is. It's a wonderful day to be upright.
Huh. Or some reasonable facsimile thereof. You have a hidden gem or a one tank trip people can take?
Yes, I do. We've been going for years with my parents. My dad's I can't even think what I'm saying anymore. Anyways, he goes to Woodlock in Holly, PA. For his reunion, and it is, there's three different areas to this, to Woodlock. It's all family owned for like 100 years now, and one is a spa, one's more family oriented, and the other one is got like a bunch of homes that you can rent out. The one we go to has a bunch of cottages and it has hotels, and they will cart you around on the bus if you can't walk to the next, you know, place that you're going to, the facility where you eat. It's got a beach, it's got paddle boats, it's got kayaking, it's got horseback riding, it's got the segways, it's got just you name it. They will make you a fire if you want to sit outside at night. It's got shows. It's got a little theater there. It's just got everything. Everything's from scratch. They have farms in the area that they get all their food from. It's fabulous. They can't do enough for you.
Does Patrick Swayze work there? I mean, from what I, as a dancer, I'm just.
That's what it's like. It's fabulous.
Yeah, they obviously that's a Dirty Dancing reference. Okay, Woodloch Resort, and it's spelled L-O-C-H, Woodloch.
Yes. Correct.
Like a Scottish spelling, I guess. Correct. Woodloch Resort. Wow, gets 4.7 stars.
Yes. Heaven on earth, I'm telling you.
Woodloch Resort.
I want my daughter to get married there someday.
How old is she?
She's going to be 23.
23 years old. And she still goes on vacation and looks forward to Woodloch Resort.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So paddle boats, what else do they have there as far as recreation?
Well, like I said, they've got, you know, the boating, the kayaking, canoeing. They've got, I think they have archery. They've got Segway, zip lining, horseback riding. They have buses that take you to the casinos. They've got everything. And their gift shop is fabulous. And they've got all kinds of baked goods that you can buy from the bakery that are from scratch. Everything's fabulous there. It's wonderful.
Wow, it sounds great. I mean, I can certainly do without the baked goods at this point, but the rest of it sounds really cool. And you can rent boats there, not just paddle boats?
Yep. Yep, everything. It's crazy. And every night is a different theme night for dinner, and there's just way too much food every time, way too much food. They're just crazy, like shrimp, jumbo fresh shrimp by the pounds. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
and
my
crab
goodness.
Lakes and clams. And they have this huge picnic on Thursdays. It's just, it's insane. And they are so wonderful.
Sounds like it would be kind of costly. What are you looking at? How much bread do you drop there when you go?
I've never paid for it. So I wouldn't know.
You have no idea what this paradise on earth costs?
Yeah, my dad takes us. So I don't know.
Wow. Oh, I don't like dads who won't ever, who always give them the credit card up front. Okay, thanks.
Well, he's happy to have us. You know, it's probably like $350 a day for family, for all inclusive.
I'm gotta look into that. That's much less than the price of some Bruce Springsteen tickets. We talked about that earlier.
And
they're not going to change the price once you get there.
It's disgusting.
All right, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it. Okay, that I have to tell you, that sounds like a lot of fun. Hawley, Pennsylvania, Hawley, Pennsylvania, Woodloch Resort. Doesn't that sound like a riot? I want to take the place over with friends for a weekend. Hell with that, for a week. That'd be awesome. We'd all come back 20 pounds heavier, which I certainly do not need at this point in my life. Let's go to Jim in Amherst. Jim, you've got a one-tank trip idea.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
This place is it's in Sherman, New York, which is just close to the Pennsylvania line past Mayville and that. And it's called the Heron Farm and Event Center. And it's the heron.org, H-E-R-O-N. That's the home of the Great Blue Heron Music Festival, which just happened a month ago when I was there. They had the Cajun Zydeco Bluegrass, but they also have, like this weekend, they have a reggae and roots weekend. But they also, they have camping and Airbnb. They have a farm store. They specialize in building community and transforms lives through music, regenerative farming, art education, and events. They have grass-fed beef. They have their own heron store where they make their own maple syrup and a lot of things. And it's very family-orientated, but they don't have a lot of scheduled activities. If you're looking for places, you know, it's more or less you can camp there. They've got different areas, quiet areas. You can bring RVs. You can even rent. They may have some on-site campers in that you can rent. And during the week, it's really nice. And then you have musicians that are there, and you always people gather around and play guitar or whatever, a fiddle. And so there's a lot of different things going on.
I cannot believe I've never heard of the Heron Event Center in Sherman, New York. Never heard of it. I'm looking it up online. Apparently it's a big deal.
I'm sure you heard of the grassroots, Great Bull Heron Music Festival every year.
No, it was never on my radar. But thank you.
Like four, and then
I got a break. I have to break. You can hang up or you can hold on until after the break. I think we might have just exhausted everything that's there, though. Thank you kindly for the call. Now that Heron Event Center, that's one of the things I love about this show is I learned new stuff, too. Because despite the fact that I have spent so much time of my life in Western New York, there are still these little hidden gems that in some way, shape, or form, and for some reason, never materialized on my radar. I know. And it's really embarrassing, too, because I spent a lot of time around Chautauqua Lake back in the day. And for me, not to have heard of this is almost embarrassing. So if you are looking for one-tank getaways, you can always go back and listen to this show again online at WBEN.com, WBEN.com, and hear what you might have missed. Let's go to Rick in Akron. Rick, you've got a one-tank trip, something for us to do because August is almost here.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Bowerly. Yes, knowing that you're into World War One, I thought I'd give you a call. There's a place in Rhinebeck, New York, called the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome. They fly vintage aircraft, 60 years old or more. Matter of fact, they have a Bolero 9, which was the first plane to fly across the English Channel, and they actually fly this thing. They have air shows every weekend, out until October, I think. So it's a great place to go, even in the fall. It's pretty exciting. You can actually get on an airplane with a qualified pilot, of course, and they'll take you around in an open cockpit biplane.
Well, I'm into open cockpits, absolutely. But, you know, the problem is everything you're telling me about Rhinebeck, New York sounds very, very exciting, and I would love to see the old planes. But the problem with flying in a vintage plane is they're vintage planes. And I'm a lot less trusting of them since the Liberty Bell B-17 crash.
I certainly understand that. I've been out there many times. Been going out there since the 60s, actually, with my dad initially. And, things do happen. But they're very well-maintained aircraft.
On the other hand, if you ever get to a place, I'm sure you already have, from the sounds of it, that has gliders... Going up in a glider is a riot. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
No motor, no noise. It's pretty incredible. I've done that, too.
Yeah, gliders are awesome. The dude let me take the stick, and I impressed him. I thank you. I thank you very much. Well, I didn't crash it. He wouldn't let me land it, but I was maneuvering it quite well. It's just has a different feel to it. And what can I say? Rhinebeck, New York. Got to look into that. There's a place in England that also does the vintage airplanes. I saw a documentary not too long ago on one of those History Channel things, and it was pretty amazing. These people with such dedication to restoring vintage airplanes or rebuilding current day models of vintage airplanes. But as far as going up in a World War One era plane, I don't think so. The B-17 crash, that was, I don't want to say it was an eye-opening event, but it was like, yeah, you know what? These things were built in the 40s. I've been up in them. I think it's okay. Although I'd probably give my left you-know-what for a B-29. I'm not sure how many are still airworthy, but, that'd be a riot. Anyway, by the way, just a note of trivia, the B-29 was the most expensive weapons project in World War II, even eclipsing the Manhattan Project, which developed the atomic bomb. Little Fun fact for the day. Thanks to Lucas Buckley, who has done magnificent work all day long. Thank you. Thanks for your calls on the Springsteen thing. Thanks for your calls on the one-tank trips. And again, if you missed any, you can go back online and listen, WBEN.com. Stand by, because coming up, the man, the myth, the legend, Tom Puckett with the WBEN Evening News at 6 o'clock on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.